Welcome to the Autumn 2019 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Tears of pride for teams. I have worked at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust for 7 years and have never been happier than the day the organisation was rated outstanding by the Care Quality Commission. As someone who plays a support role in a trust dedicated to providing the best possible care for our patients, clients and service users, I always marvel at the incredible work our clinical teams do every single day, and that of the back office teams too, that enable the organisation to function. So discovering the regulator had rated KCHFT as an outstanding genuinely brought a tear to my eye, knowing how much it would mean to team KCHFT. Working in the NHS can be tough at times, but to see so many colleagues openly bursting with pride at the news was just wonderful and testament to their extraordinarily hard work. In this issue, we celebrate that achievement and look at what made it possible, as well as looking to the future. To be rated outstanding is wonderful, but as Chief Executive Paul Bentley said, that is the beginning, not the end. You can hear about our performance in 2018-19 as part of our annual review and find out what our governors have been up to. If you thought therapy should be restricted to a clinic, then think again. As the number of people with frailty increases, work is underway to support this group of people. We also find out more about the 5-year plan for Kent and Medway and how that links to the NHS long-term plan. Enjoy, Faye. Faye Sinclair, 01622 211 947. Email faye.sinclair1@nhs.net. You can read our magazine online, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. Follow us on Facebook, Kent Community Health. Tweet us at NHSKentCHFT. Like us on LinkedIn. If you would like to advertise in this magazine or have a distribution inquiry, please contact Charlotte Morgan on 01622 211 940 or email kchft.coms@nhs.net. Write to us, Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent, ME16 9NT. The Team. Editor-in-Chief Julia Rogers, 01622 211 946. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. Editor Faye Sinclair. Design Karen Kelly, Julie Bignall, Neville Raven. Contributors Jane Barlow, Anna Hind, Joe Trahani, Chloe Crouch, Bev Hunt and Bev Bryant.
Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think. There are many ways you can feedback to help us improve services or get involved. Praise for tender loving care in hospital. I would like to thank you and your staff for my stay in such an excellently run hospital. May I say that I have become a connoisseur of hospitals in East Kent in the past 10 years or so. All the staff seem to know what nursing is really about. Staff on Heron Ward at Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay clearly enjoy their work of caring for their patients. I witnessed examples of what you could only describe as tender, loving care. As somebody who has been involved in education all her working life, it is gratifying to learn that several assistants are doing an Open University degree or leaving to study at university. They already know what nursing is and will have great careers. Congratulations also to the cook who produces such good food and the cleaners who keep everything in spotless condition. Anonymous. Lucky to have Lucy. I would like to thank Lucy Brown, occupational therapist at the Children's Integrated Therapy Services for Eastbourne, The Havens, Polegate and Hailsham, for her proactive approach to my child's occupational therapy. Her informative and professional manner, speed and efficiency in dealing with concerns and queries, and ability to keep me in the loop was beyond refreshing. I am beyond grateful for all you did in such a short time. Lucy Porter. deserving of a compliment. Thank you to Leah, Dr. Stevens, Philippa and Susie at the Gate Sexual Health Clinic in Canterbury. Everyone who works there is absolutely lovely. I have been treated with respect and confidentiality, with my needs and concerns listened to. There is a wide range of help at the Gate Clinic. It's definitely a good service. Anonymous. Help through the bad times. Thank you so much to Katrina and Lydia from the Community Dietetics Service in Canterbury for everything they have done for me. I've been a pain at times and very grumpy, but they've got me through and I can't thank them enough and will always remember them for helping me through the worst time of my life. Stephen Luckett. Get involved. Do you want to have your say? Contact Patient Advice and Liaison Service, PALS. Phone 0300 123 1807 or text 07899903499 or email kentchft.pals@nhs.net. Do you want to volunteer for us? To find out more about volunteering with us, phone 01233 667810 or email kentchft.engagement@nhs.net. Do you want to become a member? If you'd like to become a member of our trust, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/membership and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01233 667810 or email kentchft.engagement@nhs.net. Community health news. Children's therapies on the web. Therapists have joined forces to develop online materials to support parents and carers with activities at home for their children. The idea is to draw on expertise from across Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust to produce information and advice that will be useful to families with a referral to a therapy service and will provide support to participate in everyday activities. Called The Pod, the online resource features lots of videos and home support guidance for children with physio, occupational or speech and language therapy needs. The films provide tips and suggestions of things you can do with your child at home to support their therapy journey. Featuring our own therapists, it's hoped that the pod will be an invaluable resource for parents who would like extra support for their child's development. It also enables people to make a referral for a child or young person. Please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/thepod. to find out more. Meanwhile, you may notice a name change for children's therapist key workers, now known as care coordinators. They work with nurseries, GPs, health visitors, doctors, preschools and other health professionals. Our care coordinators work with families who have children aged from birth to seven. Children's services showcased. MP Greg Clark learned about therapy support given to children and young people when he visited the Dolphin Centre in Tunbridge Wells. The centre hosts clinics using a team of community paediatricians, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, specialist nurse advisers, key workers, therapy assistants and administration staff who provide a therapy service for children and young people. In particular, the MP for Tunbridge Wells was interested in learning more about the help given to children with autism and autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Mr. Clark was joined by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, KCHFT, Chair John Goulston and Chief Executive Paul Bentley. All three were told about improvements to waiting lists for children with ASD. They heard that demand for assessment is high nationally and subsequently across all areas of Kent, and that KCHFT was working to lower waiting times for diagnosis wherever possible. Fantastic. work praised by NHS National Director. Caring for patients in the best and most efficient way across healthcare barriers was discussed when a leading healthcare expert paid a visit to Kent. Professor Tim Briggs, CBE, visited to find out how we work with acute trusts and other partners, as well as taking an in-depth look at schemes which support people to stay well at home. Professor Briggs is chair of the Getting It Right First Time NHS Improvement Programme and National NHS Director for Clinical Quality and Efficiency. During his day, he found out more about the Home First scheme, which helps hospital patients get home sooner, the Rapid Response Service, Home Treatment Service, and West Kent Local Referral Unit while visiting the Coxheath Clinic Maidstone. Afterwards, he visited the Wound Medicine Centre at Sevenoaks Hospital and met the musculoskeletal physiotherapy team. Professor Briggs said KCHFT was doing some fantastic work and that he hoped to share its models of working with other trusts across the country.
Need transport support? If you're no longer fit to drive or have never held a licence, a new transport pilot may be just the thing you need to help you get out and about. Thanks to funding from the Department of Transport to help support people who are unable to drive, we have been able to set up the Community Access Transport Hub. It's a pilot project which runs until March next year, and the transport coordinator is looking for people the team can help. Are you, a relative or a friend, unable to get to your doctor's appointment or the supermarket? Perhaps you're lacking in confidence when it comes to travelling on the bus or need help to find alternative means of travel. The service is free and will help people adapt to life without a car, including those who have had to give up their driving licence for medical reasons, people who have learning difficulties or mental health problems. Each client will receive a one-to-one session with our transport coordinator, who will look at their transport needs and alternative solutions. For more information, phone 0300 0134 886 or email kentchft.cah@nhs.net. Japanese nurse visit. A student nurse has returned from a trip to Japan where she gained an insight into how things are done differently in the Far East. Madeline Smith visited hospitals and a nursing college, met Japanese student nurses, attended seminars and visited Kobe City Medical Center General Hospital, as well as fitting in a bit of sightseeing during her trip. The mum of two is a student nurse with Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. She has just completed 3 years of study at Canterbury Christchurch University and starts working with the Trust's Herne Bay Community Nursing Team this autumn. The Trust sponsored Madeline's studies, with the 28-year-old previously having worked as a healthcare assistant at one of the organisation's sexual health clinics. Madeline was one of 10 students from the university who enjoyed the trip. She said, "It was such a great experience. As well as seeing how nursing and nurse training is different in Japan, I also learned a lot about myself, which I can now bring to my nursing. I realised I'm more confident and more resilient than I thought." Magical garden party. A nurse who has worked for the NHS for more than 40 years was one of more than 8,000 people to attend a garden party at Buckingham Palace. Named Nurse Safeguarding Children, Sue Turner was nominated to attend in recognition of her hard work and dedication to safeguarding and the NHS. She enjoyed the day with her mum and youngest son. She said, "We saw the Queen and other members of the royal family." Towards the end of the day, the national anthem played. The yeomen of the guard marched past us and up the steps into the palace. At that moment, two white geese flew in formation over our heads, as if in time to the music. It was magical. Garden parties are hosted by the Queen as a way of recognising and rewarding public service. Outside of work, Sue is involved with charities helping with child bereavement and supporting refugee families. Heron, thank you. A patient who is grateful for the kindness and care they received at the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Deal presented staff with an unusual but much appreciated gift. It was a heron sculpture, which was given to the team on Heron Ward, along with a lovely thank you card. International recognition for being baby friendly. Scores of more than 90% in all areas helped Kent's children's centres to achieve Stage 2 UNICEF Baby Friendly accreditation for the support they give families. Run by Kent County Council with support from Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The centres operate across the county, offering services such as breastfeeding help, baby clinics, drop-in sessions for parents and children, and training or finding a new job. KCHFT's Clinical Services Manager, Ginny Robinson-Bright, said, "I am immensely proud of everyone involved in this achievement. This is such a positive step forward for us all. It represents a considerable amount of work by Kent's children's centres and us, with staff scoring above 90% in all areas of the assessment. Congratulations and well done to everyone working so hard to support our local families to give their babies a great start in life." Ginny added, "We know how exciting and sometimes overwhelming it can be for parents once baby arrives. Kent Children's Centres and our health visiting service are here to support parents with breastfeeding, introducing solids, infant feeding and developing close, loving relationships with their baby." The UNICEF Baby Friendly Initiative is a global programme which aims to support local services to improve the care they deliver to mothers and babies. Breastfeeding support volunteers. Do you have personal breastfeeding experience? Would you like to support other mums who are or considering breastfeeding? We are looking for volunteers for our breastfeeding support groups across Kent. Full training will be given. For details, email kentchft.infantfeedingteam@nhs.net. Beside you. We are working with Medway Council to develop a website full of information to support breastfeeding mums. At Beside You is all about showing mums the support there is available. The website is expected to be live this autumn. At Beside You, breastfeeding in Medway. Care and Dedication for Homeless Man wins award. The inspirational care that a tuberculosis nurse showed a man living on the streets was recognised when she was given a Cavell Star Award. Rebecca Pitt won the award for dedication to her profession and the care she has given patients. She was nominated by her manager, Marianne Stoneman. The nomination spoke of Rebecca's work during the past 10 years for the TB team, but in particular for the help she gave to a homeless man. Marianne said, "Becky has always given everything to make sure her parents receive the best possible care. During the past year, however, she has really gone one step further in providing truly inspirational care and dedication." Marianne told the awards panel about a man with a chaotic lifestyle, sleeping rough and using drugs. She explained how Becky had searched for him on the streets on cold nights, given him her own money for food and hot drink, and liaised with other agencies to try to help him, which eventually led to him going into hospital, engaging with services and giving up drugs. She said, "I truly believe that without Becky, he would not be alive today." Meanwhile, KCHFT was the South East Regional winner in the annual NHS Parliamentary Awards for a project where it worked closely with West Kent Clinical Commissioning Group to address the unmet social, medical, psychological and emotional needs of adults identified as frequent users of urgent care services. New contract for Tower Hamlets. Our dental services have been awarded a contract to deliver the Healthy Teeth in Schools programme across all 77 nursery and primary schools in Tower Hamlets. This will build on the team's current Healthy Teeth programme, which has been delivering to 50% of schools in the London Borough since 2016. Strategic Dental Director Jackie Hay said, "It's thanks to the oral health team's hard work and achievements that we have been awarded this new and expanded contract. Everyone is now looking forward to carrying on delivering the Healthy Teeth programme to more children and families in Tower Hamlets."
News. App supports a healthy lifestyle. A programme that helps people to become healthier by doing exercise is proving popular and producing some great outcomes. NHS Couch to 5K supports people who don't exercise at all to build up to running 5K in just 9 weeks. It comes with a free app and is suitable for anyone. If you have any health concerns, make an appointment to see your GP first before signing up. In Kent, our One You service provides lifestyle guidance to thousands of people each year and is now using the app as a tool to encourage people to exercise. It's already having good results. Lynn Reed, 58, said, "I found the app following a chance invitation to complete the One You health quiz. I find it so encouraging. I really enjoy being outside and exploring the local countryside. I can feel and see a difference in myself. I sleep better and feel much stronger physically." Using the app, you can choose your celebrity coach, including Joe Wiley, Sarah Millican, Sanjeev Kohli, or Michael Johnson to keep you motivated. Office worker Lynn has a busy schedule with a full-time job and caring responsibilities for her mum. She said, "It's so easy to fit into your schedule and helps you track your progress over the weeks, slowly increasing the distance you run each week." It's working for 39-year-old Rachel too. She had quit smoking a few times and always ended up starting again until she had support from One New Kent's Folkestone Smoke-Free group and the Couch to 5K app. Rachel has now been smoke-free for 2 months, signed up to her first half marathon next year, and is not looking back. She said, "It was always easy to go back to smoking before. Being part of the group made me feel like we were all there for each other and had to keep everyone motivated. Going smoke-free has changed my life. I'm sleeping and eating better and have so much more energy. I downloaded the Couch to 5K app 2 weeks after my quit date. Those first runs were the most difficult. I could barely walk the next day. 6 weeks later, I am a non-smoker and able to run 4 kilometres. You can download the app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. One New Latest. Shop change. After months of planning and weeks of renovation, Ashford's One New shop has opened the doors to its new, bigger and better home. The shop is a partnership between Ashford Borough Council, Kent County Council and Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Originally opening in February 2017, it has welcomed more than 4,000 visitors to support people to go smoke-free, lose weight or have a health check. The larger space enables us to provide more, so there's now a training kitchen and activity area, changing places toilet for those with extra needs, as well as a seating area for people to sit and relax. The shop is in Unit 25, Park Mall Shopping Centre, Ashford. No appointment is necessary. Let's Get Moving booklet. One New Kent has joined forces with colleagues in the cardiac rehabilitation team to produce a booklet for people to create their own workout at home. Anyone who has seen a physical activity advisor or a cardiac rehabilitation physiotherapist will get to keep the resource to make activity part of their everyday to feel stronger and fitter again. Pharmacy advisors. Thanet residents can now visit their local One New pharmacy for one-to-one support. Trained advisors are available in 10 pharmacies to support you to lose weight or go smoke-free. The scheme will be rolled out to the rest of East Kent during the next year. Meet the innovators. In this issue, we take a look at some of the innovative work our sexual health services are doing, which was recognised by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, when it inspected earlier this year. Easy access to online services. Skype appointments, online testing, and an easy-to-use sexual health website are just some of the things that make the service forward-thinking. As part of its continuing work to provide services where people want them and can access them, and in the way clients find most useful and effective, our sexual health services in Kent and Medway have introduced a number of innovations. These include 1. Virtual and Skype consultations to improve services and reduce waiting times in clinics. 2. Online sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment and work with local pharmacies to provide a good service. 3. Dedicated sexual health website. In its report about sexual health services, the CQC said, "Medway sexual health website's information was informative and user-friendly on a tablet or mobile phone. Patients had a range of options and could easily access online services." Visit www.cloverstreet.nhs.uk. Listening to clients. In response to local need, increased sexual health outreach services were put in place to support people in the best possible way. These include prison-based services and clinics within a public sex environment. A Hello form was developed by following concerns from patients around disclosing the reason for attending sexual health clinics while at reception. The form enables discretion and privacy. Scheme supports people with learning disabilities. Have you heard about Apple Tree? It allows people with learning disabilities to access sexual health services more effectively. The project is designed to make sure that reasonable adjustments are made when a person with learning disabilities needs an appointment at a sexual health clinic. By asking for AppleTree, the person taking the call immediately knows that the caller needs a double appointment. You can find out more about AppleTree by visiting our website and watching a short film at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/AppleTree. The CQC said, AppleTree allows people with learning disabilities to access sexual health services more effectively.
We're outstanding. Earlier this year, the Care Quality Commission, CQC, routinely inspected Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. The team of inspectors looked at 4 out of 7 core areas and how well led the organisation was. We were rated overall as outstanding. Faye Sinclair found out why. There was a healthy and authentic culture of valuing staff, openness and fairness, and putting the patient at the heart of every policy, strategy and service delivered. That was the view of the Care Quality Commission when it inspected Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. And it's just one of the reasons the organisation was rated outstanding. It's also the belief of Chief Executive Paul Bentley, who said, "Every day our teams come to work and deliver our values, caring, aspirational, responsive and excellent, making sure every person we serve has the best possible care." Indeed, our priorities, developed annually with our staff, patients and partners, centre very much on what is important to us and what matters for the people we care for. The CQC rates NHS Trusts under 5 different domains: safe, caring, effective, responsive and well-led. KCHFT was rated as outstanding in effective and caring and as good in safe, responsive and well-led. This inspection covered 4 out of 7 core services, updating the results following the last trust-wide inspection in 2014. These were sexual health services, urgent and emergency care, community dental services and end-of-life care. Our sexual health services and urgent and emergency care services were rated outstanding overall. End-of-life care was classed as outstanding in caring. Community dental services were good overall. Findings included: engagement with patients, staff and stakeholders was seen as business as usual and vital to delivering services, and rigorous and constructive challenge from patients was welcomed. There was a healthy and authentic culture of valuing staff, openness, fairness and putting the patient at the heart of every policy, strategy and service delivered. Safe use of innovative and pioneering approaches to care and how it is delivered are actively encouraged. Leaders have an inspiring purpose, striving to deliver and motivate staff to succeed. Staff felt supported, valued and respected by their leaders. While the rating has cemented the passion with which KCHFT cares for its patients, it's not the end, but in some ways, just the beginning. Paul said, "As a trust, I believe we are on a journey. An outstanding rating is a huge tribute to the work of our people, and well deserved, but it is a platform from which to do even better. To deliver excellent care for our patients, we will continue to listen to our workforce, patients, clients and service users." In its report, the CQC noted patients and those close to them said staff went the extra mile and the care they received exceeded their expectations. Staff recognised and respected the totality of patients' needs and supported them to be partners in their care. "I am particularly proud of the way the CQC witnessed how caring our staff are and the strong and authentic culture that we have of valuing our workforce. We have a clear mission and vision, and our next steps are to build on the great achievements we've had, like our investment in a new electronic patient record system to work towards patients only having to tell their story once, our significant commitment to staff health and well-being, our quality improvement programme, which already has more than 70 projects underway, and our cultural change programme to give everyone a voice," said Paul. KCHFT Chair John Gulston added, "While we celebrate this significant achievement, we've not lost sight of the fact that as rewarding as the inspection rating is, we must now continue to demonstrate that we are truly outstanding now, and as importantly, in the future." In its findings, the CQC said, rigorous and constructive challenge from patients who use services, the public and stakeholders was welcomed and seen as a vital way of holding services to account. The leadership empowers staff to drive continuous improvement. There was a clear proactive approach to seeking out and embedding new and more sustainable models of care. There was a systematic approach when working with other organisations to improve care outcomes, tackle health inequalities, and obtain best value for money. There was a significant cultural shift to reducing bureaucracy, improve accountability, value, and empower staff. The board wanted to create a patient-centred organisation which could only be achieved with meaningful involvement with patients, carers and the public, so they could genuinely influence and inform decisions. There was a real commitment to understanding the experience of patients as an important measure of how well the trust was performing. What our partners said. KCHFT doesn't work in isolation in the health and social care system. Many partner organisations are involved to make sure the best possible care is provided for patients, clients and service users. Here's what some of them had to say about the rating. Please pass on my congratulations to your whole team. I know how hard you will all have worked to achieve this and what a difference you will all be making to patients as a result. Baroness Dido Harding, Chair, NHS Improvement. Congratulations on the outstanding overall rating. You and all the staff are completely deserving of it, and it has been a real privilege for me to be associated with aspects of the Trust. Pat Keneally, Patient Representative. Many congratulations on your outstanding rating. Congratulations to all concerned. The pace of transformation has been enormously impressive, but as we all know, there is much still to do. Look forward to helping in this journey in the months to come. Councillor Paul Carter, Leader, Kent County Council. What outstanding means? The Care Quality Commission is responsible for monitoring, inspecting and regulating health and social care services to make sure people receive the care they should. It classes NHS trusts that it inspects under four ratings. Outstanding, performing exceptionally well. Good, performing well and meeting CQC expectations. Requires improvement, not performing as well as it should, and the CQC has said it must improve. Inadequate, performing badly, and the CQC has taken action against the organisation. Did you know, at the time of the announcement, the Trust was one of only 23 provider trusts to be rated outstanding. It was also the only community provider trust in the South East to be outstanding, and just the third in England. You can read the full report about KCHFT at www.cqc.org.uk. A snapshot of our year, 2018 to 19. We had more than 2 million patient contacts. We provided more than 60 services with a budget of £222 million, and a workforce of around 4,800. 99.69% of people waited less than 4 hours to be seen in our minor injury units. We achieved 99.6% of our target face-to-face contacts with patients with long-term conditions. Delayed transfers of care decreased from 10.1% to 9.6%. 2,154 health MOTs were completed. We remained in a strong financial position with a maximum score of 1 against our resources. 66,085 patients, relatives, carers completed surveys with an overall satisfaction rate of 97%. 100% of people had access to genitourinary medicine, GUM, within 48 hours of contacting us. 7.4% of our patients cared for by our community nurses or in our community hospitals received end-of-life care. 1 new lifestyle advisors saw 2,212 new clients. 90.7% of patients seen by specialist and elective services partially or fully met their agreed outcomes. 94% of reception near children and 93.7% of Year 6 pupils were screened for height and weight against a trust target of 90%. We had more than 500 volunteers supporting services across the Trust.
Ask the experts. Something you need a little bit of advice about? Our team of experts can answer all your questions. Our panel. Glenn Douglas is Chief Executive of the Kent and Medway Sustainability and Transformation Partnership, an alliance of all NHS organisations, Kent County Council and Medway Council working together to improve health and care. Dr. Bob Bowes is a GP in Tunbridge Wells and is one of the people leading changes in services. John Potts from Rootham is Interim Chair of our Patient and Public Advisory Group, PPAG. Gillian Wells is a lay member for Swale Clinical Commissioning Group and a patient representative on PPAG. Helping local people live their best life. The NHS Long-Term Plan, published in January, sets out an exciting and inspiring vision for the future of healthcare in the next 10 years. It's our job to bring this to life in Kent and Medway by developing our five-year plan. Two local patient champions from our Patient and Public Advisory Group put their questions to our panel to find out more. Question, John. So what's this about a long-term plan for the NHS? Glenn. The NHS long-term plan is the national plan to make sure it is fit for the future. It aims to give everyone the best start in life, will deliver world-class care for major health problems such as cancer and mental health, and will help people age well. The plan, backed by extra investment, has been developed by people who know the NHS best, frontline health and care staff, patients and their families and other experts, who will continue to shape how it is implemented across the country. In Kent and Medway, we're working with patients, the public and partners, including local councils, voluntary and community sectors and social care, to develop a local five-year plan to turn national ambitions into real improvements, building on the progress we've already made together in the past few years. Question. Gillian, what's in the plan? What sorts of things does it cover? Bob. It sets out an exciting and inspiring vision for the future of healthcare during the next 10 years. Yes, it's ambitious, but it's also realistic. It focuses on areas the NHS wants to make better, and delivering better care that our communities want and need, now and into the future. There are three core aims: to make sure everyone gets the best start in life, deliver world-class care for major health problems, support people to age well. There is a clear vision for how care needs to change and priority areas for all of us working in the NHS. Question. Gillian, tell us more about these priority areas. Bob, they cover people through every stage of life, from cradle to grave. Giving everyone the best start in life through better maternity services and joining up services from birth to age 25, particularly improving care for children with long-term conditions like asthma, epilepsy and diabetes, with better mental health support in schools and colleges. Faster and better diagnosis, treatment and care for the most common killers, including cancer, heart disease, stroke and lung disease, improving survival rates. Supporting families and individuals with mental health problems, making it easier to access talking therapies and transforming how the NHS responds to people experiencing a mental health crisis. Faster and appropriate care in the community and in care homes, to prevent avoidable admissions for frail and older people. Question. John. How have you involved patients and the public in developing a local five-year plan for Kent and Medway? Glenn. As we're developing our plan, we are building on what we already know. We've been talking to local people about lots of different aspects of health and care during the past few years, and they've already told us that they want services in Kent and Medway to be as good as the best in the country, different parts of the NHS and care system to be more joined up, help to stay well and live their best life, care to be as close to home as possible, to be seen as a whole person, not a set of symptoms or diseases, and to be in control of their own health. We ran a number of surveys, including on children's services, cancer care, and also on how the NHS and Kent and Medway is planning to change the way some aspects of health and care services are organised, so better, more joined-up care can be provided. We're also in the middle of running 4 events across Kent and Medway to seek people's views on a number of topics, including children's services, cancer care, prevention, mental health services, and using digital. You can join us from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. on the 10th of September at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, Old Dover Road, Canterbury, CT13NZ, on the 11th of September at Don Carmen Hall, Ditton Community Centre, Kilnbarn Road, Ditton, Aylesford, Kent, ME20 6AH, the 18th of September at the Gillingham Football Ground, MEMS Priestfield Stadium, Redfern Avenue, Gillingham, ME74DD, the 24th of September at Main Hall, Dartford Science and Technology College, Heath Lane, Dartford, DA12LY. You can book your place by visiting www.kentandmedway.nhs.uk/LTP or phoning 01622 211 940. Question. John, what things have you heard already, for example, from the children's survey? Glenn, children told us they wanted to be able to go to a place where services are specifically for young people, where they are accepted, talked to, and not talked down to or patronised. They said they wanted to be told honestly and straight. Some said hospitals can be too big and too scary. We heard that we need joined-up services with faster access and better support for parents. They wanted more information around clinics for specialist conditions, like asthma or diabetes, and a specialist worker to talk to students about LGBTQ and sexuality, as they are non-judgmental. We've heard a real range of views and we're still listening. Question. Gillian, what about staff? Have they been asked for their views? Glenn, yes. Staff have a wealth of knowledge and know what works best on the ground. They've been involved from the beginning, and the plan is being developed by GPs, nurses, mental health professionals, hospital doctors, pharmacists, and a wide range of other health and care professionals, who all have a unique first-hand perspective of how to deliver the best care for local people. Question. John, when can we expect to see changes? Bob, you're probably already seeing some of them. We're already doing a lot of the work that we would need to do to meet the national ambitions, including more GP appointments available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, a new medical school approved in Canterbury to train NHS staff for the future, better joined-up care for frail older people, coordinated through multidisciplinary teams, supporting the community to avoid prolonged hospital stays, joined-up services to help people improve their health with a one-stop service for people who want to lead a healthier lifestyle, support for 27 suicide and self-harm prevention projects, and investment in recruiting and retaining GPs. Our 5-year plan is going to help us do much more of this, especially in areas such as cancer, mental health and children's services. Question, Gillian, why do you think the long-term plan and our local plan are so important? Glenn, medicine and healthcare never stop changing and getting better. New ways of delivering care are continually being developed in the UK and across the world. We always want to do better for patients and our local plan will make sure we really can deliver world-class healthcare to everyone. There are lots of ways you can get involved. Check out www.kentandmedway.nhs.uk/LTP. You can also write to Free Post, Kent and Medway NHS, New Hythe Lane, Aylesford, Kent, ME20 6WT, or email us at comms.kentandmedway@nhs.net and join the conversation on social media, Facebook, Kent and Medway Health and Care, Twitter, @KM Health and Care.